You're listening to SBS News.
Dawn White needs her dialysis machine 4 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's not cheap to run, and it's about to get far more expensive. Miss White is anxious about the winter ahead, when UK citizens like herself will be paying 4 to 5 times the electricity rate paid by Australian households.
We're having shorter showers because it's an electric shower. We don't have the telly on for a long time. We all sit in one room in the evening, therefore it's only one light as opposed to all the lights on around the house.
Britain's power industry limits the maximum amount households can be charged per unit of energy. It's known as a price cap, and in October it's set to rise by 80%. That will leave the average customer paying more than the equivalent of $6,000 Australian dollars a year to heat and power their homes. Adam Scorer from the UK National Energy Action Charity says the average annual bill could top $11,000 by next April.
It is simply unaffordable for millions of people in Britain, and it's already caused huge amounts of privation, debt, anxiety and grief, and it will only get worse as we head into the winter.
More than 100,000 British citizens have signed a consumer boycott campaign, pledging not to pay their energy bills. The government is yet to announce any new major assistance packages and may not do so until the new Prime Minister is chosen next month. Researchers say the government would need to spend an extra $39 billion Australian dollars to protect households against 90% of the expected rises in energy bills until April 2023. Offsetting the same proportion for the following year would cost another $153 billion. UK Chancellor Nadeem Zahawi warns state assistance can only go so far.
The reality is that we should all look at our energy consumption. It is a difficult time. There is war on our continent. Very few people anticipated war. Wars happen in far-flung places. It is now here with us. We have to remain resilient.
But for people like Miss White and her husband Paul, there's little else to cut back on.
I've had to cut back on a lot of things. We can't do any more than we have done, I'm afraid. The washing's still got to be done, hasn't it? And we could wash up by hand if it come to it, but then you still got expenditure of the gas boiler.
There are similar struggles across all of Europe, with wholesale gas prices currently 10 times higher than their average for the last decade. Germany has cut its imports of Russian gas significantly, doubling the average household power bill in just 12 months. Velten's brewery in West Germany has seen its energy costs triple. But the brewery spokesperson, Ulrich Bein, says that's not the only price rise they're dealing with.
Let's start with returnable glass bottles, which have become 80% more expensive since April. Let's take malt, which has doubled in price in that time.
As Europe struggles to pay its bills, Russia is burning excess energy. At a facility close to the Finnish border, large volumes of natural gas are being wasted. Esa Vakalainen is a professor of sustainable energy systems at Finland's Lappeenranta University of Technology. He says the current level of natural gas being released at the facility is unusually high.
So basically they are burning somewhere in Western money, somewhere about 1,000 euros per hour, and they have been doing that for a couple months, so it is a big amount of money.
The European Union has accused Moscow of using gas as a weapon to fight back against sanctions imposed for Russia's assault on Ukraine. It comes as Russia has cut gas flows to Europe through its Nord Stream pipeline to just 20% of capacity. Brooke Young, SBS News.